questions. Yeah, I have a few questions for you.
Cool.
Is so it says evolution is a fact, change my mind. I
Yes.
agree with you. My question is evolution a universal truth? Is it a fact or a social construct?
It's definitely something that occurs in nature, like the weather. The weather obviously happens. The way we choose to label things and categorize things and chunk them into different parcels of information is that's constructed. So what I usually say is the labels are arbitrary, but the data isn't.
Okay, so in other words, it is a universal truth. There are grand truth to these facts, right?
Evolution is a fact of nature.
Cool. Would you say sex is also a universal truth?
There are organisms that express biological sex, yeah.
Well, we're speaking about humanity. I mean that
Well,
in
humans are
terms of the
organ
human.
humans are organisms, yeah.
Yeah, of course, but we're biologically binary in terms of sex.
Overwhelmingly so, yeah, but there are exceptions.
So my question is, what is your take on postmodern social constructionists when they say evolution is a social construct, it's science is scientific biases, and there's no grand truth. What's your opinion on that, about postmodernism?
I've never spent any time in my life thinking about it, so I don't have opinions about it.
Do you believe that evolutionary game theory is a valid biological theory?
As far as evolutionary game theory, it can successfully predict certain things. I don't know how universally applicable game theory is in evolution. It has shown some pretty interesting things with respect to us and other social species, for example, but
The reason why I'm bringing this up because it sort of justifies inequality.
what justifies
It
inequality?
evolutionary game theory.
How does it do that?
Because it shows that with limited resources and to human nature to have in-group favoritism, we create sort of this tribalistic sentiment towards outsiders, and that the dominant
Never
who
heard
is
game theory applied that way in biology at all.
I mean it's that's pretty much what that is.
Oh, I don't think you have that right.
Well, let's look it up because I've looked it up, and that's it pretty much says that what I just explained.
Okay, keep going. I'm gonna read something for a bit here.
So my thing is, so I would say that evolutionary game theory is pretty much the scientific basis for capitalism, for meritocracy, and hierarchy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. So, excuse me. So let's say for like the sake of just for the sake of like using our imagination, we've never met, but let's say I could beat you up. We're just saying this is totally hypothetical. Does that give me the
Okay.
right to do it?
Well, if morality is a social construct, it doesn't exist, then might makes right. If you're stronger than I
That's
am, then it
a.
does
So
that
if you're going to say that
justifies it.
morality is made up and then you're going to make a moral claim, then you can't really stand on that moral claim. I mean, you can't tell me it's
Well,
true. You can't tell me I'm wrong for denying it, at least.
When did I make a moral claim?
When you said might makes right. It's a moral claim.
Well, might, so like
the mightiest are the rightiest. That's a moral claim.
That's just more like an expression, just saying that because morality doesn't exist, it's whoever has the power, you know, gets it. It's like, oh, if you can take it, you can take
that's
it.
So what you're kind of doing here, and with the game theory thing, this is exactly what you did. I don't think it's really valid to just take data and then form, we could call it prescriptions based on that data. There's no objective way you can arrive at that. And evolution doesn't tell you what you should do. Like, science allowed us to build nuclear bombs. Therefore, we should use nuclear bombs. No, it doesn't do that. It can't do that. If you take capitalism, the free market has the ability to whatever self-regulate. I mean, I think it does a horrible job, but whatever. Like, you can describe it as having that property. Therefore, we should allow any and all imaginable ways of generating capital to flourish. Just because something you can describe the way something is doesn't mean you have to be committed to slavishly being devoted to it or letting it decide how you should think or anything like that.
So, do you believe?
Sorry, I'm gonna interrupt you. Do you believe in God or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
I'm actually a Darwinist. I believe in anti-communism and also anti-postmodernism.
Cool. Wait, what does that mean?
I've sort of realized
to believe in anti-something. Like, if you're gonna tell me what you believe in, then you should like describe what your positive beliefs are, not that you don't believe in communism, because there's a million different ways to not be a communist.
Yes, but then there's also many ways that there are communist elements, and I think postmodernism is one that a lot of pseudo-intellects will take a scientific approach, but then when that same scientific measure is being used against them, then they do a switch that they go to a postmodern social constructionist worldview to say that science is a social construct when the science is being used against them. There seems to be a switch. And I think Dr. Jordan Peterson describes this really well. Postmodern neo-Marxism. Now
he's the biggest postmodernist. I don't know anyone who's a more dedicated postmodernist than Jordan Peterson, because Jordan Peterson can't dedicate himself to believing in anything because it always depends on what you mean by the very last thing you said when it comes to him. He reconstructs things like nobody I've ever seen before, except the schizos that live under the bridge by my house.
The thing is that what Jordan Peterson is an absolutist. I mean, what he tries to do is that he exposes the hypocrisy within the pseudo-intellects in academia, and that they're purposely trying to change the language we speak by political correctness and neologisms. And
that's,
you know,
that's always happened all throughout history. This has happened. You are, for whatever faults you may have, for whatever faults a quote unquote progressive person would say you have, you are absolutely more progressive than somebody that lived in the 19th century. Excuse me, I burped. And somebody that lived in the 15th century, and so on and so forth.
But we would have to judge that by going to a grand morality,
You could literally just weigh your moral character versus the average moral character of people at a particular time. Do you think lynch mobs should come back?
Lynch mobs?
Yes.
Well, if morality doesn't exist and the only thing that matters is truth and facts, then, you know, it doesn't really matter if they do or not.
So that wasn't my question. My question was, do you think that they should?
No, I understood your question. That was my answer, is that it doesn't really matter if morality doesn't exist.
That's not an answer. I'm asking your opinion if they should. You don't get to take the opinion.
That was my opinion.
No, that isn't your opinion, actually. Do you think that they should come back?
Like I said, if morality doesn't exist, it doesn't matter if it does or doesn't.
That's not my question. I didn't ask you if in the grand scheme of things, if it matters. I'm asking you if you think they should.
And I'm telling you that is my answer.
You make these decisions all the time. You decided what to have for breakfast this morning or lunch this afternoon. So even though there's nothing that ultimately tells you what the truth of what the best breakfast or anything like that is, yet you make decisions like this all the time. So do you think that they should come back?
No. Well, the thing is that breakfast happens because biologically,
you're such a coward and a sophist. Let me ask you a different question. Would you like to be lynched?
I'm not. I'm just. What was that?
Would you like to be lynched?
If they have the power to, it doesn't matter.
I didn't ask you if it matters. I'm asking you if you were in the process of being lynched, would you think to yourself, wow, this sucks? Or would you think to yourself, yay, it's finally my turn?
I know you didn't ask me that question.
It's a hypothetical and it's not answerable.
You can't answer hypotheticals?
No, I can't answer a hypothetical like that.
This is an equivalent question. If you were being lynched, would you say, gall darn it, this sucks? Or would you be very happy that it's finally your turn?
Like I said, if morality...
No wonder you're a fan of Jordan Peterson.
Exist.
Literally
if
incapable
morality,
of answering any
you
questions.
Guys, no, that is...
No wonder. That could have been interesting for a while, but he would have answered literally not a single question, so forget it. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.